coming to you from the Lydia Media Studios in the heart of Lewiston, Auburn. It's Lydia's Lunch Bunch, LA's afternoon morning show with Mark and Sarah. We're covering news and events in the greater LA area and talking to the people making a difference in our community. Feel free to share your comments, questions, or suggestions via email at podcast@lydiamediallc.com.
And today's show is powered by Dubloy Electric, building lasting relationships since 1967. From homes to businesses, their licensed, fully trained technicians handle it all. Repairs, upgrades, standby generators, EV chargers, heat pumps, and more. No job is too big and no job is too small. Learn more at DubloyElectric.com. Also brought to you by Rupert's Beverage and Redemption. When it comes to beer, wine, and spirits, don't botch it, squatch it. At 4 locations in Lewiston, Auburn, and Oxford. Learn more at rupersbeverage.com. And remember, the party starts at Rupers.
We have the pleasure of being joined in studio today by two members of the Auburn Ski Association. And not only are they members, Sarah, they are the brass of the Auburn
brass.
Ski Association, the ASA. That's right. We have President Kate Porter here. How are you doing, Kate?
Very well, thank you.
Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
And we have Vice President Megan Levesque. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you for joining us today as well.
Happy to be here.
President and the VP. Mm-hmm. We're going to get the lowdown on how you received your titles. And then we are going to talk about the 60th annual ASA Ski Swap coming up at Lost Valley on November 9th. We'll get all the details on that and a whole lot more coming up in just a bit. But before we do, let's take a look at some headlines for Tuesday, October 21st.
Former Maine Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director Dr. Nirav Shah has entered the race to become Maine's next governor. Shah also served as the principal deputy director for the United States CDC. He said the biggest issue facing the state are the cost of housing, funding hospitals, and supporting children.
3 months after signing a 3-year contract extension, Lisbon town manager Glenn Michalowski has submitted his resignation. Michalowski said the role demands focus, time, and presence, which often comes at the expense of family and personal life. Lisbon is expected to hire an interim town manager until a permanent replacement is found.
Early voting is open at Lewiston City Hall at 27 Pine Street. Voters will be able to cast their ballot Monday through Thursday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. until October 30th. Extended hours will run until 7 p.m. on October 28th. Voter registration is available at the city clerk's office.
And the City of Auburn is inviting local groups, organizations, and businesses to apply to join their Christmas parade. The event will coincide with the tree lighting and other festivities planned for Christmas in Auburn. For more information, visit auburnmaine.gov. How about we talk about the weather?
Okay. Rain or shine, it's all okay. Grab your uke and start the day. You don't need perfect skies above. Hey, just a song and a little love. It's a mixture of sun and clouds today with a high of 60 and a low of 49. Cloudy tomorrow with afternoon showers. High of 59 and a low of 57. And sunshine will return on Thursday with highs in the mid-50s.
In sports, the Bruins host the Florida Panthers tonight at 7:30.
I have a show tonight.
Okay.
What am I going to do?
You'll probably miss the hockey game.
I'm going to have to miss the hockey game. The Celtics will open their season at home against the Philadelphia 76ers tomorrow night. It also marks the debut of Maine's Cooper Flagg as his Dallas Mavericks host the San Antonio Spurs.
And Central Maine Community College women's volleyball will host New Hampshire Technical Institute in the Yankee Small College Conference quarterfinals tonight at 6 in Auburn. That is your news, weather, and sports. And right now it's time for the podcast segment that is
sweeping.
The Twin Cities, it's time for Famous People Birthdays.
Famous, it's the birthdays, it's Famous People Birthdays, it's Famous People Birthdays.
Megan and Kate, feel free to sing along if you want to.
Now I know it.
Let's take a look at FPBs for October the 21st, shall we?
Alrighty.
Okay, we're going to start off with Jeremy Miller, who is 49 years old today. He played Ben Seaver on Growing Pains.
The little baby.
He was the younger brother of Kirk Cameron.
Yeah,
he also voiced Linus in the animated TV special Happy New Year, Charlie Brown. Actor Ken Watanabe is 66 years old today. He was in Letters from Iwo Jima, and he also starred with Tom Cruise in The Last Samurai. Guitarist Steve Lukather of Toto is 68 years old today. Well, Kate, you never heard of Toto?
Oh, no, I've heard of Toto.
Toto.
Africa. Toto.
It's just the way
right.
he says yes. it, though, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Toto.
Yes.
I've always...
I would have thought it was Toto.
Yeah.
They have a lot of big hits.
I've always appreciated the way you say Toto.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that. Toto has some big hits, right? Rosanna?
Yeah.
Africa. A little known fact about Steve Lukather of Toto, he also played rhythm guitar in Michael Jackson's Thriller.
Stop it.
Wow. Yeah, way back in 1982.
You should have led with that one.
Yeah, that's kind of a big deal.
I buried the lead.
Yeah.
I'm kind of known for that. Guitarist Charlotte Caffey of the Go-Go's is 72 years old today. She wrote that song.
Yeah.
I didn't bury the lead on that one.
Yeah. That's a
72,
good one.
72, that one hurts.
It hurts.
She is 72.
She's 72. Nice. And she wrote their biggest hit.
Yeah.
All right, we got the beat. I mean, Vacation was big.
Oh, Vacation.
But it's not as big as We Got the Beat.
It's the ultimate girl band.
Yeah. And rounding out FPBs for October the 21st is keyboardist Manfred Mann of the Manfred Mann's Earth Band.
Okay.
Ah, yes.
Remember that? They had the song Blinded by the Light wrapped up like a what? Those are your FPBs for October the 21st. Now it's time for some OTDs.
It happened on this day. It happened on this day. It happened on this day.
You guys aren't singing along at all. Like, do you not like the songs?
I'm just taking it all in.
You don't know these songs?
Okay. I'm just taking it all in.
It's weird because we do have an album out.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
No.
Don't
tell lies. Oh. On this day 7 years ago in 2018, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, very funny lady, was awarded the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor.
Treasure.
She's
a treasure.
Sure.
You know her as Elaine on Seinfeld.
And Christine on The New Adventures
Christine.
Of
Christine. And she also played the lead in Veep.
Veep. Yep. That's right. Yep. She's currently reprising a role in the Marvel Universe. She's pretty awesome. She's kind of a bad guy.
What role?
Leo would remember. I don't remember, but she's sort of like the mastermind behind everything. They call her the something. Oh, shoot. Can't remember.
Well, but, I look forward to that.
Yeah, she's the driver in the newest movie from the Marvel Universe, the one where it's like all anti-heroes.
Oh. Huh.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, how about 22 years ago in 2003? A guy named Kirk Jones became the first person to survive going over Niagara Falls without safety devices. He lived.
That's impressive.
Yeah, he lived, but he was charged with illegally performing a stunt. 50 years ago in 1975, in Game 6 of the World Series in the bottom of the 12th inning, the Boston Red Sox Carlton Fisk hit a ball deep into left field and willed it fair for the game-winning home run. The Cincinnati Reds took the series in Game 7.
Yeah, but at least Carlton gave us hope.
Yeah, he did.
Right?
107 years ago in 1918, Margaret Owen of New York City set a typing speed record on a manual typewriter, 170 words per minute with no errors. And 146 years ago in 1879, Thomas Edison turned on the first working light bulb in Menlo Park, New Jersey, and it shone for 40 hours.
Now we have LED lights that are going to outlive all of us. Right? You flick them on and they just last forever.
Not very flattering.
I mean, not these.
Oh, the light's odd, huh?
Yeah. Those are your FPBs and OTDs for October the 21st.
Whether you want a sit-down meal or a grab-and-go, Pat's Pizza in Auburn offers delicious sandwiches, pasta, salads, and pizza at family-friendly prices. Pat's Pizza, serving the L.A. area since 1985. Open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. at 85 Center Street in Auburn. Online at patsauburn.com.
Hi, it's Donna Harris from Phoenix No Limits Karate here with your daily safety tip. Take a basic self-defense course at least once a year. Let's all do our best to keep our community safe.
Now we shift focus fully to our guests in studio. Kate and Megan from the Auburn Ski Association. And before we get into the big ski swap and what that's all about, what can you tell us about the Auburn Ski Association?
Well, the Auburn Ski Association has been a local treasure for a long, long time, serving generations of Auburn, Lewiston, and the surrounding areas. Appreciate and learn and value skiing. So what we do is we do a lot of fundraising to support local ski programs, whether it be Edward Little High School race program or Auburn Middle School or the Beast program or any local Nordic teams. We help support those kids be successful and obtain the things that they might need if their local school program is unable to fulfill their budget, because skiing is a rather expensive sport. Mm-hmm. So we help them just kind of fill in the gaps.
And how did you get into this, Kate?
That's a great question.
We dig deep here on the podcast.
Yeah. Well, it all started. My daughter skis, so... She's been through a couple different race programs, so that's how I got involved, I guess.
Yeah.
It's not real deep.
And now you're president.
I shot right to the top.
Wow.
Right to the top. I went from volunteer to president in one quick meeting.
How long have you been president?
Ooh. Six months now.
6 months.
Yeah.
What are you most proud of under your administration so far?
The hardest thing to get used to is the security. The Secret Service.
Oh,
it's really?
Right.
They're always right there.
Yep.
That's hard. And the lurkers outside of our house taking
it's a
pictures.
Whole deal.
Yeah. Right, right.
It's tough.
Sarah and I had to go through clearance just to have you in the room.
Right,
right. Yeah. Right. Sorry about that.
I don't know if you saw the two dogs out front.
I did. Yeah. They did not bark at me because they knew me.
The security team was on it.
Yes. Yeah.
They didn't want to cause a scene.
They didn't want to draw any attention.
Yes. Yeah.
And Megan, how did you become involved with ASA?
Peer pressure.
Peer pressure. Yeah. All right.
That is normally how someone volunteers for something.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yep. Yeah, that's how most people join.
That's not voluntold.
Yeah.
Voluntold, yeah.
I do have three kids, though, that ski, so there's that. So I had been involved with LVCP, which I know you guys had them recently as well. So I've been with that program and for a number of years. And so then I decided to do ASA. Since my kids are getting older, and my oldest will be at Edward Little soon enough, and she's skiing for AMS right now, so obvious next progression.
Very cool. Were both of you skiers previously? Did you get your kids into it?
Oof.
Megan, you all right?
Skiing, I love the après scene. I mean, I ski, but...
You're more of a lodge lady.
Well, yeah.
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 Pizza queen over here. Like, yeah. I can ski. It's not pretty.
I can watch somebody ski bag like nobody's business in the lodge.
Yeah.
That's where I shine.
Save the tables.
That's where you shine.
Yep.
Yes.
That's a great skill.
So, yes, but we're not racers.
Okay.
No. We support the racers.
Yeah, which is wonderful.
Right.
Yeah.
But we have raced our kids, though.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we have.
We actually have video. We have we have footage of us racing our kids. And
right.
That's something.
It was the most terrifying thing I've ever done.
I can imagine.
I've never even tried. Oh. My kid can outrace me, no doubt, any day of the week. I'm not even going to try.
Ever again. That was a bucket list. Not even.
No, I don't care.
Yeah, no,
he can have that. I don't need it.
You beat me.
I don't need that.
And Megan, how did you become vice president?
Oh, I knew Kate was going to be president, and I was like, there's no one else I'd rather work alongside. And so I raised my hand and said, if no one else wants it, I am here for it. And we've been... unstoppable ever since.
What a team.
Of course.
Dream team of
course,
team. If you will.
Yeah.
Yeah. So love it. So you're next in line.
I am.
Yeah. Oh,
those
boy.
Those are pretty big shoes to fill, so I'm not going to rush anything.
Yeah.
I got to really.
What do they call that person who's like, when the president and everybody else is gone?
Designated survivor.
You're the designated survivor.
That's kind of how you become president and vice president. You're the designated survivor.
Well, we made it through another year, so I guess it's our turn.
Pretty much. It's your turn. Do you want to do it? Yay.
Do you want me to do it, or do you want to do it?
No,
you can do it this time.
You're very happy.
Happy to,
help. To
do it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Happy to support.
Yeah, and no term limits with ASA. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
We're aware of. Right.
Yeah. Just keep going, huh?
Okay. So I would imagine, being in your position, you have a lot to do with the planning and the implementation of the 60th annual ASA Ski Swap, which is coming up next month.
Yes.
All right. What can you tell us about it?
It's our 60th annual, as you heard, and this year it's going to be at Lost Valley. Our partners at Lost Valley are happy to support our ski swap, so thank you, Lost Valley. Drop-off day, where people from the community can come and try to consign their things, is November 8th. We accept equipment, and there's a new feature this year that will be on our Facebook page where people can scan a QR code and take them to the My Ski Swap site so they can enter their equipment ahead of time.
Oh.
And load it, and they can follow that. They will be sent a link, and they can follow that link throughout the day to see if their items were sold.
Wow.
They'll get an email, text, your items were sold.
Neat.
So very convenient for folks. So the 8th is the drop-off day, and the 9th is the actual swap.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And that is a busy, busy, fun,
oh my gosh, it's insane. Yeah.
Yeah.
There must be so much prep work that goes into that.
Yeah, luckily the crew that's been on the ASA before us has paved the way and really kind of taken great notes and of the layout that works and what works with the correct amount of checkout people and things like that. So Megan and I are kind of along for the ride and trying to keep things organized, but it's a group effort. We're not the only people that are doing this. So,
what types of items are you accepting?
We are accepting basically all items. They can't be too old, though, right? We will turn away old items that cannot be used anymore, but we are accepting skis, snowboards, soft gear, so race suits. Race suits are a big thing.
Ski bags,
poles, jackets. But yeah, they will be inspected. We'll make sure, you know, that they're something we can use. But
Alpine and Nordic. Yep. Any kind of race gear or ski gear. It doesn't have to be race gear. Any kind of ski gear. There's amazing deals for people that if they want to, like I said, skiing's pretty expensive. So if people from the community want to get involved with skiing or just continue their skiing and don't want to pay an arm and a leg, it's a great place to get equipment. Our friends from Play It Again Sports will be there as a vendor, selling some of their equipment, and a ski shop from Bethel, Sportoma, will be there also selling their equipment. And that's the Sportoma items are unused, but they're last year's models.
Oh, cool.
So there's some amazing equipment that comes in. Brand new helmets. We can't sell used helmets, but brand new helmets in the box. Any kind of, like Megan said, soft equipment, race gear, that's very expensive, so you get killer deals on that. Poles, boots, Nordic, everything.
Kids keep growing is the thing, right? And so as a person who had, and you have had skiers, each year you're looking at upgrading or changing sizes most of the time. And so this is how we outfitted our son throughout. He started skiing at 3 and we just kept going to the ski swap. And each year you know, maybe this year he needs taller poles. And maybe this year he needs bigger boots, you know, and we just kept going through the ski swap to outfit him until he was a grown person.
Perfect.
Yeah. So I personally experienced it and thought it was a great thing. And also you have volunteers kind of running around helping you with sizing, which is something as a person who, I don't know a lot about skiing. Yeah. So
absolutely.
For me, having somebody be like, oh, well, those poles are actually too tall, even though I'm looking at them thinking they're fine. Having your volunteers around to help with that is super, super helpful.
Yeah.
We have like 80 volunteers.
Yeah.
To come out and help us. And yeah, they're very knowledgeable.
We have a student volunteers from the local schools that will help kind of lug everything in and help everybody lug everything out. But also we're hoping for some kids from Bates to come and help volunteer. Mm-hmm. And there's some coaches, local coaches, that will be kind of stationed throughout the ski swap to help with sizing.
I wonder if you could get a couple of our hockey teams, because we've got 2 hockey teams right here in the area.
We've got 3.
3?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we got the NA3 too.
We sure do.
Should hit them up. Get them in there to help you out. Yeah. Yeah.
Lugging things.
Hey. Yes.
Right.
They're strong boys.
They are.
We'll get you hooked up with some names.
Yeah.
Perfect. The more, the merrier.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We'll have 2 of them in here tomorrow morning. So if you just want to swing by and
By the way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Perfect. Here's our sign-up genius.
That's right.
Which shift do you want to take?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, leave some contact info with us when you leave.
Yes.
We'll make sure to pass it on.
Exactly.
As someone who has never skied before, and my kids weren't into skiing either, and I know all 3 of you support your kids in skiing, I'm curious as to what we're talking about for an initial cost to get someone set up to head to the mountain. because it seems pretty pricey.
Yeah.
Oh, my husband does this on purpose so that I am in the dark.
So you don't know
it that way. So
Skier's Edge, which is right here in Auburn, I've been going to them for some time now, and he does a buyback program. So
oh, nice.
You know, since my kids are all kind of growing still, we'll do that program, and it's not. I don't know. It's so hard to say because right. It depends on the skis and
different
on the use or you know,
yeah, race things are a little bit more expensive because they're a special niche, but. And different ski places have buyback programs, or you can lease them throughout the season.
Oh, yeah.
But some families just want their own stuff.
Yeah.
Or maybe a kid wants a pair of skis that they can bum around in and bomb around in. Or maybe they want a snowboard because they want to try it for the first time, but the parents don't want to buy a brand new snowboard. This is a great way to be introduced to things. So, I mean, you can get a pair of skis for like $200 at the ski swap, which is way cheaper.
Yeah, that seems pretty reasonable.
$500 at the
versus $500.
Yeah. And that's just the skis. That's not the bindings, not the boots.
Correct.
Not the
There's
so much more. One of the things you mentioned is like checking the equipment and making sure that it's usable. And what I learned last year when I upgraded my son for the last time, thank God, was that even though a binding or a boot looks great, after a certain number of years, they can't do anything with it. Legally, they're not allowed to use that binding anymore. It's past a certain safety point. So it's something that people ought to know. Even though you're looking at your equipment thinking, this is great, it looks great, it may not actually be usable.
Right.
Right.
And we'll have people there to help out.
Obviously, we want the community to come and try to contribute, to try to consign, make them earn a little bit of money back. But there will be people there that, unfortunately, if you're just cleaning out your shed and you find a pair of skis in the back that are rusty,
might not.
Yeah.
Make a chair.
Use good judgment.
Chair, birdhouse.
Make
something.
A chair, yeah. We've got a pair of boots that were my son's dad's when he was a skier. So they're old. And we took them to Aalborg last year, and they were like, you ought to put these on the mantle somewhere. These are really cool, but we can't do anything with them. But.
One man's trash is another man's treasure.
Yeah. Right.
Sometimes not all.
Oh, and always usable. Yes. Yeah.
I would love it if the Nordic programs locally in Auburn, they're not as big as they used to be in the past, which is unfortunate. So, if kids are out there and they want to be introduced to cross-country skiing, if there's any runners.
It's so good for them.
It's an amazing cardiovascular activity. And Lost Valley has some really great trails that they opened up that loop around great cross-country courses.
Do they connect up with Perkins Ridge?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So, and they had cross-country races. It was Lost Valley Trail Network.
The Lost Valley Trail Network.
Yes.
There.
New organization.
All
amazing
right.
Cross-country trails.
Cool. Yeah.
So the 60th annual ASA Ski Swap at Lost Valley is happening November 9th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Is there a place online where folks can go to learn more?
Absolutely. We have a Facebook group, Auburn Ski Association. Information about the ski swap is on there, as well as the QR code will be loaded later this week where people can start loading things now. And look for signs around the community to remind people.
And for the ski swap methods of payment, all methods accepted or?
Yes.
Yeah. Cash, credit cards, checks, all taken.
Yep.
Anything else about the event or the ASA that either of you would like to tell our listeners before we move on to our final segment?
I would just say that it's a busy event. We have about 600 people within the first hour. So just be prepared for that. If it's your first time coming to the event, that it is very busy. Please be patient. We have young kids helping. They're going to do their best. We're going to do our best to make sure you get what you need. I think it's overwhelming if you've never been before, just the amount of people that are there.
It can be. Yeah.
But there's a reason for it, though. Yeah. The reason there are so many people coming, because we have such great stuff, and it's just a great way to get all your equipment before the ski season starts. So just wanted to throw that out there.
Yeah.
Yes, and thank you to our volunteers, the kids and the adults, and all of our vendors in Lost Valley for helping to support us. And we hope to make it a great event so that we can give back to our community and the kids.
Awesome.
That's what it's about.
We're going to get some hockey players helping out, moving stuff around, too.
Yeah, Sarah's all about hooking up with those hockey players.
I'm all about it.
Yeah. And if you've never been to Lost Valley before and you heard Megan talking about the 600 people coming, thank goodness Lost Valley has plenty of parking.
Yes. Right? Yes. Tons of parking. They've got that big event room.
Yeah. Plenty
of food and drinks. You said the pub will be open?
Not for food, but the bar will be open.
Bar will be open.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
You want to get moms and dads, you know, a little loose with the wallet.
Yeah, it makes you feel better about spending that kind of money.
Exactly.
You're getting a good deal, though.
Next year marks 30 years of Uncle Andy's Digest. What started as a beloved print publication has grown into Lydia Media, a full-service marketing partner helping local businesses thrive. From LA Metro Magazine and the Lydia's Lunch Bunch podcast to social media management, website design, and advertising across all platforms, we've got your marketing needs covered. If you're a business making a difference in our community, let's connect. Lydia Media is here to tell your story and help you grow. Lydia Media, in business, for business. Learn more at lydiamediallc.com.
Kate and Megan, we like to close out the show with a segment called Three Random Questions, where we're going to ask you questions that have nothing to do with ASA. We're just trying to get to know you a little better as members of our community.
Okay.
Sound good?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Question number one. Kate, we'll start with you. You and Megan go to the casino.
As one does.
As one does. Kate, you run out of money.
Okay.
And Megan says, well, Kate, I want to stay for a bit longer. Here's $50. Go gamble some more. Ooh. You go to the other end of the casino, and you win $100,000. Do you share any of it with Megan?
Of course. Oh. Of course.
Okay.
And I'd go right to the ski swap. I don't think I'd be able to contain myself, that I wouldn't be able to hide it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd give her back her $50 and maybe...
Give me a drink.
Buy her a drink.
Yeah.
Buy her a drink.
At the least.
Yeah.
Top
shelf.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Top shelf.
Yeah. Splurge.
Yes. Yes. Like,
yeah. So Megan would get her $50 back plus a drink.
Mm.
At least.
At least.
At least.
It's a pretty good deal right there.
And a ride home.
All right.
Oh, yes.
Megan, let's reverse the roles here.
Oh, yes.
And would you share any of your winnings with Kate?
Of course I would.
And how much?
Absolutely. Just as much as she would do for me.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice.
Good thing you went first.
I know, right?
I know.
Now she knows.
I know.
At the stage, Kate.
I know, right? Jeez. Just kidding.
All right. This time we'll start with Megan.
Okay.
What is your favorite quote from a movie?
Oh, gosh. Oh, man.
Do you have a favorite movie quote?
I know. Help me out here, Kate.
I mean, I'd like... Jaws is my favorite movie, so I enjoy quotes from that.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the blue.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tiger shark. Oh, what? little Alex Ginter's guts spill out on the deck.
I knew I liked Kate the minute I sat down.
You can go, you know, low-hanging fruit is you're going to need a bigger boat.
You're going to need a bigger boat. Yeah.
I like to go in. I would love to learn the speech from Indianapolis.
From the Indianapolis, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
What about smile, you son of a...
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
Yeah, that's a
Hooper.
What a great way to end that movie too.
Yeah,
such a good movie.
It's a good one.
Yeah, right.
And Willy Wonka. That's another personal favorite. So.
Mm-hmm.
Gene Wilder.
The original back then. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Final question, Kate. You are given a time machine, and you can take one round trip to the past or to the future.
Oh.
Where are you going, and why?
I would like to go to the future to see what my kids do later in life, and their kids, and their kids, and their kids.
Oh, that's cool.
Would you intervene in any way?
Would be really hard not to, but I would try not to.
You don't want to alter the course.
Like maybe trip them if they're going to do something.
Yeah. Down the aisle. But what if they're meant to do that thing and then you ruin everything?
Right.
Butterfly effect.
I mean, that's like my mushy answer, but truth, I'd probably go in the past and like alter the Powerball numbers so that I won. Let's be real.
Yeah.
Buy me a drink.
And then you'd buy Megan
a
drink.
Two drinks.
Give her $50.
Yes. Yes. We'd go to a casino in Vegas.
Yeah.
Not locally.
All right, Megan. Time machine, where are you going?
I would say future as well. Just kind of see what my kids are doing. I have three of them, so it's I can't even imagine what they're all going to be up to, and that's scary. So yeah, I would also do the same. I would try not to intervene.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm excited to see what all three of them are going to do, and I don't know. I couldn't do the past. I feel like if I did something in the past, it would mess up everything now, and yeah. I don't know if I want to do that.
Yeah.
Even just like something little, so.
You just need to be a conscientious observer and not touch anything. Right.
Not touch anything, but I wouldn't be able to, and then I'd screw everything up. Yeah. So I think the future is it for me.
It's good that you know yourself well.
I do. I'm very self-aware that I would just poke and change something, so.
I just want to
fix this real quick, change this moment.
Just punch it in the right direction.
Intrusive thoughts. So, yeah. Same.
Sarah, I can't believe this, but I'm hearing from our producer.
Oh.
And he said that Kate and Megan did so well.
Do they get another one?
On three random questions that they get another question.
Neat.
Yeah. You guys, this hardly ever happens.
Wow. Yeah.
I want to let you know.
So. Oh, us.
Do you have it or do you want me to do it?
Go right ahead.
All right. What game show would you want to be a participant on?
Oh, Family Feud.
Gosh.
Family Feud. She was fast.
I love Family Feud.
Yeah. Do you think you'd do well?
Yeah.
And the way you like hit the table was like
I was ready for
you were hitting
I was like,
a buzzer.
I would be the one called down. I would be the one to represent.
She's even got her hand behind her back. Y'all can't see. Oh, she's ready for Family Feud.
I would say the dumbest stuff. Like it would be like
Man, I would want to see
viral.
That. But yeah. Family Feud.
I played Family Feud
at
Lost Valley at the Alzheimer's Walk fundraiser. Yep. And Sarah came in during it, and she said I was the worst game show contestant she's ever seen.
Wow. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know why.
I said it in a loving way.
Yeah but it still stung a little bit. I don't know why.
What was wrong? What did you do wrong?
I'm not sure. I was.
He's full of sass.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Richard Dawson would have appreciated that sass.
He is
back in
full
the day.
Of sass.
Family Feud. When I was young, I had already identified which family members I would take with me to the Family Feud, and I would go Family Feud as well because
you
I'm
would?
Prepared with those family members. I've still got them lined up; they're still with us. So
you're ready to roll.
Yeah,
if the call is made.
If the call is made, and do you remember on the Family Feud there was a like lollipop tree at the end of the. Nobody remembers this, and I might be making it up because nobody remembers it, but there was like a, it looked like a topiary, but it was lollipops, and someone could pull a lollipop, and if the stick had black on it, they won $100.
Me.
It's like a fever.
No,
dream.
I don't. It sounds like a fever.
I know. No one remembers that. Did I make that up?
You are not making that up. I just looked
at it.
I just Googled it.
I liked your response very much, though. That's
it is a real thing.
I can't be
so,
real.
Yeah, so
it says Richard Dawson was the host, and he'd have the contestant pick a lollipop. If it had a burnt end, they would get some cash.
Now, that nothing says 70s and 80s like a burnt end.
Right.
And Richard Dawson was pre-Me Too.
Yeah.
Movement.
Can you name all of the hosts of the Family Feud?
Oh, God.
Steve Harvey, Richard Dawson, that one blonde guy, not Pat Sajak, but he was also on other game shows. He's like a game show.
Is it Chuck Woolery?
Chuck Woolery.
Yeah.
Yes. There was another guy, too. Like, he was younger than Chuck Woolery. And Chuck Woolery had that long, skinny microphone.
Chuck Woolery never hosted.
It wasn't Chuck Woolery. Who was it?
I have the list right here.
All right. Let's hear the list.
Richard Dawson was the OG.
Yeah.
From 76 to 85.
Okay.
Then Ray Combs.
Ray Combs is who I'm thinking
from 88 to 94. Louis Anderson.
Louis Anderson. Oh, yeah. Anderson. I remembered him.
Yes. 99 to 2002. Richard Karn.
Who, I think that's who I'm thinking
who
of.
Who was on Home Improvement. Okay. He was the sidekick to Tim.
Oh, no, that's
Tim interesting. I didn't know he had been a host.
So he hosted from 2002 to 2006. John O'Hurley. Mr. Peterman.
Oh, Mr. Peterman.
From 2006 to 2010, and Steve Harvey has been hosting since 2010.
Wow. Steve Harvey taking the longest leg.
There you go.
Huh.
Good. Let's play the feud.
Let's play the feud.
All right.
What would you choose for your game show?
Definitely Press Your Luck.
Sure.
I would scream no whammies until they kick me off the show.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't even hit the button. I'd just be going, no whammies, right. No whammies, and just losing my mind.
Popping out of your forehead.
Yes, over how much I despise the whammies. Yeah. And then I'd have my hand there, and I would never lower my hand. I would be the worst game show contestant in history.
Like, this is Bush League. I had also on the Wheel of Fortune, when you had your winnings and you could buy the things on set.
Yeah.
I liked that. Yeah. That was nice because you could see what the people would buy and you'd kind of look around like, no.
Yeah.
There was always some ceramic.
That's 20% off at Zaire.
Right.
You can't.
Right. That was always interesting to see people's tastes.
Zaire.
You remember the Zaire?
I do remember.
Right?
Yes.
What game show would you do, Sarah?
Oh, The Price is Right.
Price is Right.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just to get your name called and run down.
So my favorite game is the one with the yodeler.
Oh, yeah.
The cliff climber guy. That's my favorite game. Your lady. All the way up. Yeah. And I want to spin the wheel.
Yeah.
Of course. Who doesn't want to spin that wheel?
Yeah.
Ladies, thank you so much for joining
us today.
Thank you.
It has been an absolute pleasure, and we wish you much success on November 9th at the 60th annual ASA Ski Swap at Lost Valley. Thanks to Rupert's Beverage and Redemption and DeBlois Electric for sponsoring today's episode. And if you'd like to be part of the Lydia's Lunch Bunch advertising family, reach out to Pam Ashby via email at pam@lydiamediallc.com.
Have a great day. And remember, don't bite your cat. And I will say, I have bitten my cat.